Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On a marvelous Monday morning.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah. Today's call, we're going to discuss seven ways to change your spiritual atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Matthew 3:1, Message Bible. While Jesus was living in the Galilean hills, John Call the Baptizer was preaching in the desert country of Judea. His message was simple and austere, like his desert surroundings. Change your life. God's kingdom is here. When we change our lives, we not only change personally, but we also change our environment.
That's right.
In fact, the spiritual atmosphere is changed wherever we go. Let's talk about seven ways to change your spiritual atmosphere.
Wow. First, recognize that we must change. The scripture is clear. Change your life. That's not a scriptural suggestion. It's a real scriptural directive.
Absolutely.
Changing our lives, changing it from the inside, is going to change everything around us on the outside. Everywhere we go and whatever we're going to do next. You know, say this with me. At God's direction, I'm changing my life. At God's direction, I am changing my life.
Oh,
and that
July
means July 25th,
2022.
Amen.
Amen.
And the second thing is to change who you're looking to. We've preached a lot on this recently, honey.
Yeah, we have.
You know, because there are so many Christians out there talking about how bad things are. They're looking to man for answers and relief from their pressures when it's God is the only one that's going to relieve them, whether they're just happenstance or self-imposed, either
right.
way. And a lot of people find themselves, Christians too, find themselves stuck. Because you know what? The elevator success is out of order. You're going to have to take the stairs. That's what the famed Zig Ziglar used to say.
Yeah, it is.
Many of the folks in our environment are living from paycheck to Prozac.
It's true.
It's not a way to live. In 2022, excuse me, back in 2020, there were like 1,491 bankruptcies. Regrettably.
Every day of the year.
Every day of the year. Regrettably, there wasn't as discernible a difference between believers and non-believers. Look, sometimes things around us aren't going to change until the things inside us change.
Absolutely.
And we don't need to look to other people. We need to change our circumstances and our situation to our relatives, to the banker, to the government, to meet the needs. We need to go to God and find out what we need to do to change our situation. He did not, make us to be losers. He made us to be winners.
Absolutely.
That's a truth. And third, change what you're willing to tolerate.
Mm.
We need to get fed up with financial bondage
yes.
and things that want to take control of our finances and get us further into debt. We need to take control like the prodigal son. He said, enough is enough. And in Luke 15:13-17, Message Bible, he said, they're undisciplined and dissipated. He wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. Then that brought him to his senses, and
yes.
he said, all those farm hands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death.
Mm.
You know, there comes a lot time in your life where you go, you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore.
That's right.
This is enough is enough. And when you're tired of ignoring past bills or avoiding phone calls from creditors or hiding from processors or living in the land of lack, it's time to reach the point where you begin to realize that it's more important to be able to pay your tithes, give offerings, and instead of making payments on stuff you don't really need. At this level of financial discipline begins to develop, and then believers who start understanding and operating the word economy instead of the world economy, things begin to happen. Stability can take control, and we will begin to see our spiritual atmosphere change.
Huge difference.
Huge difference.
Fourth, change how you respond to financial attacks. As we begin, we've got to know the enemy with every fiery dart at his disposal toward your resolve to get out of debt and stay out of debt.
Amen.
He'll do everything within his power to keep you from giving. You'll be faced with unexpected bills, suddenly needing things that are absolute necessities, like your work car, needing repair or a new set of tires. You'll also be confronted with what you perceive to be the sale of a lifetime, a deal too good to pass up.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Twain, the American humorist, once said, and he had it right, if you're in a hole, stop digging. We could go on with this list, but we don't want to give life to any negative things that could happen. But you need to be wise to the tricks, traps, lies, and wiles of the devil. We pray 2 Corinthians 2:11 over every partner of the debt-free army. The Amplified Bible translation of that says, to keep Satan from getting the advantage over us, for we're not ignorant of his wiles and intentions.
And that's why we give you so much scripture.
Yes, we do. As is our custom, we encourage you to personalize that verse.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Keep Satan from getting the advantage over Lucy, for she is not ignorant of his wiles and intentions. Fifth, change how you fight the battle. I'm reminded of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were cast into the fiery furnace, heated 7 times hotter by King Nebuchadnezzar, simply because they refused to worship his golden image. As you remember, the fire was so hot that it killed the soldiers, that threw the 3 young men to the raging inferno. Now, there are going to be times where you may feel that you're going through the fire, financially speaking. But you must remember that you're not alone, and neither was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 3:25, he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They have not been hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're not alone. When past due bills flood your mailbox, you're not alone. When you've been laid off with no apparent job opportunities in sight, you're not alone. When the doctor's giving you the worst possible report, you're not alone. Through whatever fire the enemy sends your way, always remember that you're not alone. God has you in his protective care.
I love it. Daniel 3, verse 27, New Living Translation, says, then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell a smoke. You know, God used what the devil meant for harm to do good and show his mighty power. In Daniel 3, 28 and 29, Daniel 3, verses 28 and 29, Classic Amplified, I love this. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who believed in, trusted and relied on him. And they set aside the king's command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, and language that speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses will be made dunghills, for there is no other God who can deliver in this way.
Wow.
If we go through financial fires, 2 things are very important to remember. First, we need to definitely and above all glorify God for our deliverance. And second, know that we've got a reward coming.
Hmm.
When we do what he says to do, he will bring us out with a high hand. Daniel 3:30 says in the New Living Translation, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon." Promotion and rewards follow your time in the fire.
6, change your expectation for miracle manifestation.
Wow.
This is the place of quick work. If you believe God is going to do a quick work in these end times, this is the place where it happens. You will see money come, investments grow, relationships progress, and divine connections manifest at warp speed or hyperdrive, depending on whether you prefer Star Trek or Star Wars terminology. We're talking about financial movement at the speed of light. It's time for you to begin believing for divine appointments and supernatural connections. When you take a step of faith, God shows up at the speed of light. I saw a tweet recently from a precious friend and partner of this ministry. She tweeted this message: "I'm just doing my monthly numbers, and since I gave you that $1,000 seed, my sales increased $32,000 in 1 month.
All in capital."
Yeah.
She wrote it.
Yeah, she did. Yay, God. When we give as God directs,
that's right,
our spiritual atmosphere changes.
That's it. 7, change to a spiritual atmosphere with no boundaries. You know, make no mistake about it. God's desire is for you to operate in the place of no boundaries other than his word. You know, we are not bound by natural boundaries. We are bound by what we have the ability to believe God for. Jesus was in the place of no boundaries when he walked on the Sea of Galilee. Philip was in a place of no boundaries when he was taken away so that the eunuch never saw him again, and that was in Acts 8. Peter was in a place of no boundaries when he laid his hands on the young girl Tabitha, and she was raised from the dead. Jesus was in a place of no boundaries when he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes in his hands and fed the 5,000. Paul was in a place of no boundaries when he and Silas were in prison, and as they praised God, there was a earthquake and they were set free. Jesus was in a place of no boundaries when he laid hands on the sick and every single one of them was healed. He said, "Greater things are we going to do than he did." Our Heavenly Father is no respecter of persons. You know, what he's done, as he says in Acts 10:34, he's no respecter of persons, and what he's done for one person, he will do for another. He wants you, God wants you acting and really in a place, operating in a place with no boundaries. I mean, John the Baptist in Matthew 3:1 in the Message Bible said, "Change your life. God's kingdom is here." Remember when we said that? So it's time to change your life and operate
and
in the place.
Not a better day to start
than right now.
On Monday.
That's right. And you know, we have the book Borders Without Limitations.
Yes, we do.
And that is a fabulous book about living without
borders
and limitations.
Absolutely.
That's right, babe.
So it's time to change your life,
mm-hmm,
and operate in the place of no boundaries.
Amen.
That's the way God wants it. That's what he wants for you.
That's right.
But you got to want it yourself.
And
think on these things.
In the word of God.
So that you can have a giddy up go kind of week.
Oh.
Going back to teaching for Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
God bless you. Bye-bye.